Hey, what's up, guys? It's Corsi Boo here with another episode of the Mentally Obsessed podcast today. I'm here with Reese Smart. We are talking about the impact streaming can have on people's mental health. Before we begin, please be sure to rate Mentally Obsessed podcasts and get involved via Twitter by tweeting at Mentally Obsessed. Hi, Reese. How are you doing today?
Hi, Courtsy. What a brilliant introduction there.
I put on my professional voice. Did you notice the tone change?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Very, very good. Very, very good.
Well, what have you been up to since last time we recorded?
Not much, really. I've just been chilling, you know, trying to look for volunteering positions, just to get me back into work. That's pretty much it, really.
I see. How's the work economy over there in the UK?
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
fair enough. I know it took me a while to find something here. You know, trying to get into the mental health work field in the United States is almost like impossible without a degree, which, I mean, I'm working on it, but like, I didn't want to like take a job like at McDonald's. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just I wanted the experience, hopefully, so that when I get my degree that I could like, you know, be like, look, I already have worked here and done this. So good luck on looking for volunteer jobs. Sorry, I just like had like a moment where I went blank in my head.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, I always have those all the time. Anyway, before we start, I just wanted to let everyone know that you can now text Mentally Obsessed on WhatsApp. So if anyone's got any like thoughts or opinions, feedback, or whatever you want to get involved, just go over to WhatsApp, and there's a link on the Twitter. I'm not sure if there's like a short link. I'll have to find that out for next episode. But today we are discussing streaming and the stigma around mental health So stigma around streaming and your mental health. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Before we dive into today's topic, what are you obsessed with lately?
So I touched on this last episode mainly. Actually, you know what? No, I'm not obsessed with streamers at the moment. Like, I've kind of gone off them at the moment watching streams, because I've just been like super busy and really not feeling up to watching streams. Like, I've tried to obviously watch you, Courtsy, and Kai Zombies, and everyone who's important to me, Lavart. I would say my current obsession at the moment is Twitter. I absolutely love scrolling through Twitter and using Twitter.
Oh, okay. Who is it? Sorry.
Scrolling through Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Scrolling through Twitter. Yeah,
that's my current obsession, scrolling through Twitter.
I have to say I have a very similar obsession. I would say scrolling through Twitter and then like just Discord in general. But I also think that comes with like content creating, because like you're trying to make those connections and like talk to people like about games. I would say I was really obsessed with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game technical release that we had over this past weekend. I like couldn't put it down. I grew up in Texas, and for those of you that don't know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the movies and the game, are based off true events. Not that it went down the way that it's portrayed anywhere, but it is based on true events. And, you know, I was just like shocked that people didn't know that. And so let me spread that word here. And also, like, I had to kind of like explain to people, like these people that were in this situation didn't know what they were doing was wrong. when it came to hunting people down or cannibalism, anything like that, because they grew up in that world and that's just like what they were taught. Like their grandpa or whatever basically started their culture of life, and like they didn't go to public school, they didn't interact with people outside of the family, stuff like that. So like then like hunting down food basically was just like how it was meant to be. And there was a lot of like, you know, inbreeding in between, so not everyone had like the full mental capacity to like feel feelings and stuff. So I think that like people just didn't know that, and especially if you're like not part of the true crime world or any type of mental like looking into that type of stuff. So, and then me and my wife, we started watching The Signs of like a psychopath. Yeah, it's like on HBO Max or Max now, and oh my god, that show's crazy. It like has like interviews and stuff from people that are psychopaths that are like that have just committed like their first or whatever murder. So, and that's also hard to like talk to people about, because my wife was like, I don't understand how they can hate whoever they killed, like blah blah blah. And I was like, no, they don't hate them. Like that's the thing, is that they just don't see them as a person. Like that there's no attachment. Like, you know what I mean? When we think of someone doing something awful to someone, we're like, oh my god, like they hate that person or whatever. Well, I mean, it's not the same in their brain. Yeah, so I mean, those are kind of been our obsession. Oh my god, and on the like lighter note of things, the freaking Trixie Motel in Palm Springs, California. Reese, have you looked that up? Do you know who Trixie Motel is? Have you watched the show that she does about her motel that she redid?
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes.
Yeah, so we watched that yesterday. Well, my wife kind of watched it while I was like doing stuff on the computer. I want to go. Like, pink's not really my thing, but I am in love with this motel. Trixie Motel, if you ever hear this, invite us.
Oh, also, totally.
Did you see that she's going to be hosting the DVD tournament for Into the Pride, like, yes. They're doing Into the Rainbow or something. I'm so excited.
We should do something for Pride.
I don't know. Pride Month's a busy month for me, kind of. Well, I guess I should say this weekend coming up, moderating for a charity event that is held by Blobberella and King Bay on Twitch. They are raising money for Stream for a Cause, and they are doing kind of like a meme Dead by Daylight tournament. So basically, like, it's not competitive. The teams are picked out, and they have like funny challenges that add up points. So if you guys are free, well, this probably won't come out before then, but I'm doing that. And then I believe the 16th and 17th of this month, I have my own charity stream for Stream for a Cause, where I'm showcasing queer indie games, and we're going to be playing Monster Prom and Celeste and raising money. So if you guys are free for that, come by, check it out. Even if you can't donate any money, you can definitely tell your friends and just come hang out for a while. Anything's like appreciated. Plus, Monster Prom's really fun. Reese, have you ever played Monster Prom?
No, I haven't. I've never played Monster Prom.
So it's one of those dating simulator games, but it's with monsters and they're like in high school. And so like you go through and you have to make certain choices, and you're trying to like get the person that you like or the monster that you like to go to prom. And I think it would be fun to play with like the viewers, like everyone yeah. kind of pick on like what you want to answer, because let me tell you, I don't think that I've ever successfully gone on a date with the monster that I wanted to go with. much like real life, I don't know how I ended up with my amazing wife, but let me tell you, I have no skills whatsoever.
Going back to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, about the cannibalism, have you heard of that film with Timothy Chalamet called Bones and All? I think it's called Bones and All, and it's both they're in love and they eat people, they do cannibalism.
No, I haven't even heard of that. What is that on? I'm like, now I'm interested.
Let me Google it 1 second.
If any of the viewers out there have any type of like true crime or horror type of stuff, like you can always feel free to send it to me. I'm a huge horror crime buff. If you guys didn't listen to the last episode, I think I mentioned my favorite horror crime podcast is Morbid. And if you haven't heard of them, you need to go check them out. They're super duper fun.
So you can watch it on Apple TV or Amazon Prime Video.
Okay.
It's $13.99 on Amazon Prime. And Apple TV is from $4.99.
Well, it might have to be the next movie date night for me and the wife.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah. Me and my sister was watching it and we was like, oh my God, this is weird. This is insane. Like, I was proper ripping people apart and everything. I was like, oh my Lord.
People are crazy. Like, I don't think that a lot of people understand that. Like, just the mental health of it all, like,
yeah.
It's a hard concept, because you're like, especially I feel like the more I get into my degree, I'm like, I know why you're doing this, but like, you don't know why you're doing this.
I was just about to Google something, because my friend does psychology, and she was telling me something about someone who murdered his family because it took me to do with World of Warcraft. Can't remember.
Because of World of Warcraft? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, because of World of Warcraft, yeah. Murder. World of Warcraft.
Well, Morbid just covered this case, and it was on a psychopath show, that this guy murdered his, like, twin brother and his mom and dad because he fell in love with a cam girl online, and he was like, he was doing really well in life. Like, he was a nurse, he was going to get like his master's degree to become like a nurse and anesthesiologist, and he like all of a sudden lost his nursing job. And when he lost his nursing job, his life kind of started going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he got involved with, like, you know, cam girl websites, which, I mean, if that's your thing, that's fine. No shit, like, no judgment here. But he like started to like really like fall for this girl, thinking their relationship was real. And well, you know, he didn't have a job, so he started taking income from like everybody, basically. And so during this time, like, his family tried to get him help. They like put him in psych wards, they told him. And then like when he came out, they were like basically like, we want to help you. Like, they were like the most supportive family you could have like had in this situation. And But you have to, like, stop talking to this girl. He, like, agreed to those things. And then, like, within a 24-hour period, I guess he changed his mind. And, like, ended up killing his whole family, thinking that he was going to run over to wherever this girl lived, because she didn't live in the United States, and he did. And, like, basically, like, live happily ever after. It was crazy because, like, we watched the interview last night and, like, he just had, like, zero emotion, and it's just sad. It's sad.
Yeah, we've gone completely off topic.
Yeah, sorry. We just, like, really went somewhere.
Deep. We went deep today.
Yeah.
So, the episode today basically is mental health and streaming, how streaming impacts you and your mental health. So, Courtney, just how does streaming affect your mental health in a way?
So I think I'm, like, trying to think. I feel like sometimes streaming, I felt like I was never gonna hit that affiliate mark. And it's, like, so challenging to be like, man, I just need three people to, like, hang out with me. Like, every time that I stream. And then, like, when you can't even get those numbers, you're like, what am I even doing? So sometimes it's hard because, like, I feel like it really makes you, like, question yourself, like, as to, like, do I have, like, a personality where people want to hang out with me? Do people not want to hang out with me? Like, type of thing. And then also, like, you have to be, like, comfortable, like, looking at yourself on camera if you choose to do that. If you're a VTuber, I think it's a little different. But, I mean, I just, like, I already have body image issues. And so sometimes I get on cam, it just, like, heightens those. So I'm, like, sitting there kind of beating myself up over body image and also, like, over just, like, the low, like, quality of viewers. But then on the other hand, I have to, like, turn around and be like, you know, there's your people. Like, you're gonna find your people out there, basically. Which luckily I have found a few of them, and when you make that connection, it's really awesome, and you kind of forget about all the, like, bad stuff. But I don't know, how is it for you? Because, I mean, you have quite a bigger following than I do, and you've been streaming longer than I have.
I still have bad mental health days, and sometimes, like, it's when people don't turn up to a stream. That's kind of hurts sometimes. But then I'm like, I grew an audience when it was COVID time and everyone was off work, so everyone's back to work now. So I need to kind of start understanding that, and, you know, thinking that they're back at work now, so obviously they're not going to be there all the time. And I reached affiliate in under a week, but that's because I got literally or pretty much all my family to make a Twitch account and watch me. And I was like, yeah, sure, yeah, we'll do it. Like, every time I go live, I have to message my sister, like, come on, Sam. My sister's name's Sam. I'm like, come on, Sam, coming in, you know, come and watch my streaming.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, of course. Like, I like watching the streams. I like interacting with whoever comes in. And I'm like, oh, nice, yeah, I like it too. It's very rewarding when you see familiar faces and you've built that little community. It is really rewarding. Forget the money. Like, I like, enjoy, like, having people there and having someone to talk to as well. I think when you, like, confide in your community, that's, like, that's really rewarding.
Yeah, I think I like it when I at least have, like, one person to, like, come hang out with me, like, and talk to me, like, that are interested. Like, I also appreciate, like, the lurkers and stuff, too, because, I mean, heck, sometimes you're at work or you're doing homework much often like I am, like, and you just like want that sense of someone just like talking and chilling. I know that I actually had a few friends that listened to this podcast after we released it, and they were like, we just want you to like read us bedtime stories.
No way.
So I mean, I think having somebody in the background while you're doing something also helps. So like no knocking on the lurkers, but also no. Like it's nice to have someone to talk to with that. I mean, because there is days, especially when I first started, that I was like, why am I even talking? I'm just talking to an empty, like, freaking room. you know? But did you want to, we kind of skipped over this, talk about, like, your current favorite streamers? I know you said you're not really watching streams right now, but, like, is there anybody that you want to, like, give a shout-out to that maybe you haven't got a chance to yet?
Courtsy Boo. She's a really good streamer. I really like watching Courtsy Boo. Kai Zombies. The big ones like Turbo, Carl Jacobs, Dream. Dream doesn't stream as much anymore, but Sapnap and George Up Fun, you know, all them Minecraft YouTubers.
Yeah. For me right now, I have been like the Just Ryan. Love him. He like always makes my day better. I don't care what kind of crappy mood I'm in. Like when he turns on stream and he comes on, he's like, hi, my name's Ryan. I'm gay. I have anxiety. Like it just makes everything better in the world. Because yeah. I'm like, yes, these are my people. And then I'd have to say Chaotic League. She is just like another just bubble of sunshine. Like she warms everybody, like greets everybody in her community like so sweetly. She actually is going to be a guest on the show soon. She's actually at like a con right now, so I hope she's having fun. But yeah, she's super sweet, and her stream's like Stranger Things themed, and so like that's my jam. And then I'd probably have to say my third one is Hexed. He is like an ex-metal band vocalist, and he's super cool, super chill. Again, one of those like creators that like just remembers people from their community. I think that's like one of the things that I like most being a viewer of Twitch, is like when people remember you and like I feel like you actually have like that genuine connection with them, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people, when that's what they want, like they crave that connection with people. So like when they find a streamer that remembers who they are, what they do and stuff like that, I think that makes them feel really better. But yeah, if you're not checking any of the people out that we've mentioned, please go give them a look and let us know, like, you know, how you like the vibes over there. So I did actually do some research for those of you that are interested in content creating on Twitch. I didn't look up for anything else because I know there's like TikTok, Instagram, all that goody stuff, but I'm old, so no. And we've got some good advice here, and I think that with this advice, always consider your mental health, because I think a lot of people start the streaming adventure, think it's going to be easy, bukus and money and all this stuff, and it's just not. And I think that if you go into it with the mindset of just making money, that you're most likely not going to get what you want out of it. What do you have to say about that, Reese?
I don't really have anything to say, but
okay. I'm like, do you have any thoughts on this?
you got me on the spot there. I was like,
You're like, no, actually.
No, yeah, you should definitely focus. Mental health is the top priority, especially when you're streaming. I don't want to give advice because, you know, I can't take my own advice, let alone give someone else advice.
But, no, I mean, same, but...
Just a disclaimer there, everyone.
Yeah, I'll be like, we are going to give you advice, but we do not follow the sound advice. Yeah. I think that you just have to take what, from this advice, like what works for you, because that's how you're going to build your community. That's how I feel anyways. So I turned to our friendly friend, ChatGPT, to look up some of these, because, you know, the AI is going to find more stuff than I can on my own sometimes. I will say consistency is a big thing that I see, especially when I first started streaming. That was something that I kept hearing about. Obviously, if you live kind of like a, I don't want to say wild lifestyle, but like if you have a busy life, like consistency can be hard. But they always recommend that. Engage with your audience, which we kind of talked about that. I think this one is probably the most important. Get to know your viewers. Get to know what they like. Like I said, you're going to have people that come and go. And I think that means that, like, I always tell people on Twitter when I see them like kind of bummed out, like that people leave their stream or like unfollow them or something, like that just wasn't your like tribe, basically. And your tribe's still out there. It's just, you know, taking them longer to find you. Network and collaborate. I'm going to put like a little red flag on this one, because I don't think that you should just connect with people just to basically try to boost yourself. There's a lot of parasocial stuff within streaming. And parasocial, for those of you that don't know, means you're kind of just socializing people to like get your own name out there. And like not really building that connection that other person thinks that you're building. And it can be really toxic and harmful for you, for them. And so I just want to like say, be careful doing that, because I feel like sometimes when you're getting to know people in the realm of streaming, like they're like really, I don't know. It's kind of hard because everyone just thinks that you're out to steal their viewers, but that's not the case. That can be really mentally taxing too. So, you know, pick people because you vibe with them and, you know, move on. Do that. Don't sit there and be like, oh my God, this person has, you know, 5,000 followers and they're always at 120 something viewers. Like, I'm going to become BFFs with them. Like, don't do that. Promote your content, which is something I'm really bad about doing. Woodhouse is barking at me because he's like, yeah, Mom, you're really bad about that. But so basically this just means use a lot. Utilize your social networks, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all those good things. You could set up timers to post things. Like, I use websites like, oh my gosh, what is this website called? Hold on. Metricool. You can use that one to basically see when there's like the hot times on Twitter and like post. A lot of people say post 3 times a day, but I feel like that's a lot if you don't have a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. You can also switch to like verified accounts on Twitter and on Instagram now. Yes. I saw that last night.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you feel like switching to the one on Instagram has helped you grow at all?
Well, that was what I was going to discuss next. Was Twitter and Facebook and Instagram releasing verification now to anyone? And I think it's a really good idea because when you kept applying to get verified and they kept saying no, like the only reason they never approved me was because you got authentic. I passed that one. I think it's notability. Mm-hmm. My niece is like screaming in the background.
She's trying to be on the pod too. Yeah, it's fine.
That's it was her birthday yesterday, but anyway. What was I saying? So yeah, it was the notability one that I kept struggling at. Like, I even now I provided like news articles and things like that. Twitter was still like, no, sorry, you're not accepting yet. And that was like, mm-hmm. followers is not a factor, but I think it was, you know, it was a factor. I think mm-hmm. that adds on to notability as well. And I had to unfollow someone yesterday because I was complaining. I was like, oh, I don't like it that Twitter and Instagram have brought verification to everyone. Because what's the point? What's the meaning to it now? And I'm like, people like that, self-entitled people who think they're better than everyone just because they've got a blue tick. That's just annoying.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I'm like, what's the point? Like, why would you like complain about a tick on the internet? Like, why? So that mm-hmm. then I was like, I wrote on my private Twitter. I was like, I had to have a little bitch about it. I was like, it's like, no, self-entitled people that think that they're more important than everyone else. And it was his opinion at the end of the day, and he's very entitled to that opinion, but I'm also entitled to my opinion too. And my opinion mm-hmm. is that it works. I grew a lot of followers from being verified on Twitter and interaction. Like, I've been commenting on like Tubbo's posts, and they've got like over 100 likes on it, even though likes doesn't even matter either. But like,
right.
it showed like the impressions and how many people are looking at your profile, and that's a good thing, because you can use that to approach companies and have brand deals and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it helps in the long run.
Yeah, I think so. I was gonna cancel my like Twitter like blue or whatever.
Yeah.
But I ended up keeping it just to help with like engagements, and then I just switched my Instagram over to like the professional account or whatever. I haven't taken the dive into paying for the like Twitter, or not Twitter, Instagram blue or whatever they're calling it over there. But I plan to. I've watched this very helpful kind of TikTok, YouTube clip the other day where it was talking about basically if you wanted to make streaming your full-time job, if you wanted it to promote like your own business, then really you should treat it kind of like that. And I'm not saying doing this, but just like the way that this person said this, it made sense to me, and maybe it might make sense to others. But basically that if you're going to be treating it that way, that you should like take out like a business loan, basically, to get yourself like everything that you need to get going and make yourself like a year out plan. And go from there, because, you know, they're talking about people like Mr. Beast who have like made it like so famous, and they basically were just saying like, do you think that like he does this all on his own? No, like he has a team that sets up this, that, and the other. So, you know, if you want to get to like that tier, then like you need to be treating it like that's how you already are. I don't know if that's going to make a lot of sense to the listeners, but it made sense to me because I was like, well, yeah, like if you want to make this like your full-time gig, if you want to, you know, aspire to the stardom that it is, then, you know, you need to get with a marketing manager, you need to get, you know, the right equipment, blah, 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 and all this stuff. Like, I'm not saying that you can't do it the original way or whatever. I'm just saying there's so, the market is so saturated as it is. It's just harder to be discovered that way. And I hope that that makes sense to everyone.
Yeah.
So there's that. Which kind of touches on the improve your content quality. Nobody wants to watch like crappy content. I know that like I was having issues with my frames dropping and it was just like nobody wants to watch that. And then yesterday I was streaming and it just like dawned on me that I could just fix my bitrate instead of like dealing with my internet trying to stabilize. And I've been like fighting with my internet for like 2 weeks now. And I was like, why did this not like come to me soon? So, yeah, there's definitely days like that too. Try not to beat yourself up because I was definitely like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So this next tip that they kind of give is choose the right game or category. Here's my suggestion for this, and you can take it with a grain of salt because I'm literally nobody, but I think that you get better relationships with people and have more fun if you stream games that you like to stream, no matter how saturated they are, because mm-hmm. you're having a good time. And your community that you're building is going to also see that. I know a lot of people are like, don't play oversaturated games. Well, like, I want to play Dead by Daylight. I'm sorry, I do. That's what I want to do. If I'm sitting here playing something else, I'm thinking about how I want to be playing Dead by Daylight, okay? what is the things that you like to stream, Reese? Like, because I know you're kind of like me, where it's like, I just stream like what I like.
So I was really into streaming House Flipper.
Oh yes.
World of Warcraft, Valorant. I used to love streaming Fortnite, but I kind of went off it. But I want to get back to it. So Fortnite will be one of them as well.
Yeah. I have not played Fortnite in a while. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I know that I need to, but so Fortnite's fun, but like I said, I'm like just like really hard into DBD right now, and yeah. I like it has a chokehold on me, and I can't get out of it. I feel like I'm gonna get out of it in August when Texas Chainsaw Massacre releases, which I liked that game so much that I sent the like people that created an email like, I know that I am a child and I'm an infantry of streaming, but I really love your game and I would love to like support it. So, you know, fingers crossed for that. But yeah, so let's see if there was like anything else on here that I felt like really helped like me. Basically it just says learn from your analytics, which I did notice that even though Twitch has like a bad record of helping support small streamers, that they have put in a new feature where basically you can go in and look like at this time chart of the last game that you've played and the region that you're in and the average of viewers you could probably get at certain times due to your following. So like I also really like to play Disney Dreamlight. So like I looked at this table and it's like if you stream at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, you're likely to average 4 viewers or something. I don't know how correct that is, but it is something good to gauge off of, as you're building. 'Cause for right now, I know that I have some UK followers, so I try to do one like early stream a week. And then obviously, like, I'm kind of on a later time zone, then and then the rest of my streams kind of be later in the evening. So have you had any experience with that timetable at all?
Well, I haven't logged into to my dashboard in ages because I haven't been streaming. So I haven't really had to look around it and, you know, seen what it's like. But I am curious now, so I'll probably go and have a look after we finish recording. But it's good. I mean, Twitch are actually working to change, to help smaller creators, because they've got a competitor on the block now, which is Kick, and Kick's doing quite well.
I mean, Kick, I think, is doing well, but it's just a lack of moderation for me.
Yeah.
Like, as, you know, us being the queer community, I just feel like it's not very friendly for us. So no. I haven't made any effort to go over there. So from other streamers, I've looked up kind of like on Twitter, like suggestions, like people have put out that like I follow and stuff. Mm-hmm. Even if there's nobody in your chat, always keep talking. Like I said earlier, you're going to have those lurkers that are at work or whatever, or they just want your company while you're studying. I know it's hard to like just talk to yourself, but I mean, there got to be something that you got to talk about. Even if it's just like how me and Reese talk about, you know, what we're obsessed with or things that we've been doing that day or whatever. Don't use the follower and subscribe only chat, which I will say big ups to this one, because I hate raiding into a new Twitch channel or whatever, and I can't instantly say hi or post the raid message. Like, I gotta be following.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I don't want to follow you. I know that seems harsh, but like, maybe like you play games that I don't like, or, you know, the vibes are just off. Not everyone's going to like you, which I know sucks, especially when you're having like mental problems.
Yeah.
But again, I think you have to return back to, hey, like you're going to find your tribe, basically. This one says, stay true to your streaming schedule, which we already covered that. It says, acknowledge new viewers in Twitch chat, which if you're a streamer, it will give you, like, first-time chatter. Make sure you say hi to those people. I mean, even if they say hi one time, like, you don't know what anxiety or whatever they're going through, and maybe it took a lot for them to say hi. I think that's definitely how some of the people that I follow today have kept me in their community, is like, oh my god, hi, how are you? You know, common courtesy. Yeah, and then it says watch small or similar Twitch channels. I do feel like when I watch people that play DBD and I get to like know people or whatever, at least I know that I can play the game with them, like even within the community, which I think helps you get better at the game. And also, like, you're making friendships, and hopefully it's good friendships that like want to come support you too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know when I actually met Reese through K-Zombie.
Yes.
Like, now we do our own thing. Like, we still love K-Zombie, but now we have our own, like, friendship. And then there was one big thing that I wanted to talk about that I know that a lot of streamers suffer from, especially as they grow and get bigger, and that is imposter syndrome. Have you heard of this, Reese?
No.
So, imposter syndrome, as defined in the dictionary, is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally, despite being high-performing in external objective ways. This condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting their abilities. I have seen so many streamers go through this on Twitter, through their streams, whatever. And it's basically just like not feeling good enough to be receiving the praise that you are.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But I've seen a lot of people do this and then maybe just take a few days off, which then I feel like almost gives them a self-fulfilling prophecy of, oh, look, now I've lost followers or viewers or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I see this happen a lot, and I feel like it'll probably continue to happen. But if you go through this, just remember that, like, you deserve good things in life. I know that people that have trauma and stuff like that don't believe that a lot of times, but just come back, listen to this episode, go watch an inspirational YouTube clip, or, you know, I always post, like, on my Instagram story, like, inspirational, like, sayings, like, stuff that, like, I resonate in, like, remind yourself that you deserve good things and that you've worked really hard to be where you are. Do you have anything to add to that?
Big round of applause to every streamer. Clap, clap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because you're out there, like, even if you have, like, two or three followers, you still have people that are rooting for you.
Yeah.
So
totally,
don't forget that, even if it's just family. I mean, my little brother, he's the same way. When I'm like, hey, I'm streaming, like, come hang out with me.
Yeah, that's like me. Like I said to my sister, like, I'm like, Sam, I'm streaming, come and hang out.
Yeah, I'm like, come hang out. Or like with the podcast, I'm like, we put out a new podcast, like, come listen to it. So no matter, like, big or small, like, don't get in your head about it. And if you do, remind yourself of all the things that you've done to get where you are today. So, but yeah, a mom like that, that's my advice on streaming from somebody that just started streaming.
Well, I think we should wrap it up here because we've been recording for nearly 47 minutes and I feel bad on my editor who has to sit through this
and edit. Sorry, editor.
Sorry, Troy. So if you've enjoyed this podcast episode, please be sure to rate it on all wherever you're listening. It helps out the podcast a lot. And if you'd like to get involved or, you know, send feedback or, you know, all that malarkey, please be sure to follow everyone on Twitter, Mentally Obsessed on Twitter, at Mentally Obsessed. You can follow me on my personal Twitter at resmart underscore. I need to rant about Twitter a sec.
Okay,
I've been nagging Twitter for so long to release the username resmart because no one's got it at the moment. And they won't let me take it. Someone from Twitter got in contact with me about 2 weeks ago saying they'll sort it out for me and they never got back to me. Rant over.
Yeah, I've seen a few people have that fight with Twitter and I wish you luck. But yeah, sorry. I was like, I didn't know if you had more that you wanted to add to that. Yeah. Also, with Pride coming up, just make sure to, you know, be mindful, be an ally, you know, and stuff like that. Pride this year, definitely in the United States, looks different. Me and my wife were talking, we actually probably aren't going to be doing anything for Pride this year because we're kind of afraid, like, in this day and age. So, just keep that in mind when you're inviting your friends to do stuff for Pride this month. You know, if they turn you down, try not to take it personally, especially here in the United States. like I said, Pride just looks different this year. And I still encourage people to celebrate it in their own ways, but just be mindful, be careful, please, support one another, those type of things. Yeah, and make sure you can follow me on all my socials at Quartzy Boo. I think the only one that's different is my Instagram, and it has like an underscore to it, like at the end of my name. So I could probably change that. But yeah, and make sure to get that phone number that we have that you can text. I would love to do like a advice segment if anybody has any like mental, like wanna, like need to get something off their chest or talk about it, or you know, see our thoughts on it. Please feel free to email us, text us, whatever. I going to school to be a therapist, so I obviously like to talk about other people's problems. Let us talk about your problems.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. That would be so much fun.
Yeah. We're so not fun yeah.
for the person who has the problems, but you know, fun for us.
Right, right. It would be interesting for us to help you. Or, you know, if you just want to get something off your chest, go for that too.
So if you want to get information from this episode today, just go to mentallyobsessed.com. My niece is screaming in the background.
Yeah, she is really, she's like, wrap it up. That's our rap cue.
That's our cue. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.